On a rainy Sunday in southern Albemarle County, a dozen people have gathered at a local cidery to meet candidate Tim Hickey, a Democrat running for state delegate in the 59th District.
The 59th District runs from southern Albemarle County down through the eastern part of Nelson County and includes all of Buckingham, all of Appomattox, and most of Campbell County.
It's Republican country, so Hickey started early.
Since December 2018, I have knocked on thousands of doors, and we have contacted thousands of voters, phone calls and postcards. People here are hungry for somebody to stand up for our district, to take this seat out of the hands of a corporate-funded career politician and return it to the people.
And he's convinced that populist message will resonate with Republicans as well as Democrats who want to keep big money out of elections.
20 or so states already do this. We're going to ban corporations from giving to political candidates because it corrodes the process. It erodes trust in the decisions that lawmakers make.
Hickey raised more than $90,000 without taking corporate contributions, while his opponent, who's been in office for 8 years, has collected from more than 100 companies and associations, including Dominion, something that might count against him in an area where land has been appropriated for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
People are very frustrated that their land is being taken for the profit of some shareholders. There's no need for the pipeline. To my eyes, the Atlantic Coast companies are selling fracked gas to their own subsidiaries.
Hickey's also part of an unusual coalition called the Rural Ground Game. He meets with 9 other Democrats running in rural areas to compare notes. But perhaps more important, they pool their money to hire a campaign consultant who can crunch the numbers.
That's an important aspect of campaigns, is understanding who to talk to and when to talk to them and who to send mailers to and which doors to knock.
Bob Gibson, who ran the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia and sometimes writes about politics for Charlottesville's Daily Progress, thinks that collaboration is a wise strategy.
It's an advantage to the Democrats to pool their resources in some of these rural areas, but it's tough to see where they're going to pick up seats.
That's because rural districts are mostly red, and Gibson says state candidates who describe themselves as Donald Trump Republicans may have an easy time winning election.
There are many rural areas of Virginia where Trump is still supported by 60-70% of the voting population.
Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan is more optimistic about prospects for the 10 rural ground game candidates.
I'm seeing a lot of enthusiasm and energy in the rural parts of the state, in the western parts of the state. I've been in Waynesboro, Lexington, Fauquier, Stanton, Roanoke, and there is still, I think, a blue wave there too.
But she is hedging her bets on whether candidates like Tim Hickey can win.
If they don't win this time, I think they're going to do better than you've seen Democrats in the rural areas do before, and it's part of a longer-term strategy.
One thing everyone agrees on is the importance of voter turnout, historically low in an election where there are no national or statewide races. Some political scientists predict nearly a third of voters will cast ballots, and while that might not spell victory in rural areas, they say it could give Democrats a win in suburban areas where their numbers are greater, and dissatisfaction with Donald Trump is high. In southern Albemarle County, I'm Sandy Houseman.